Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Captains Marcus Smedak and Captain Adam Williams from the New Lo-An. We're talking some great fishing here, and great to have these two professional captains actually off the boat and in our studio right
both
here.
On dry land. Like, this is something that doesn't happen when it's warm and nice outside.
No doubt about it.
It's not blowing 50. It's not cold and rainy, and they're both here.
Like, and they're biting.
Hardly ever blows 50 down here. Come on, Rick.
Very rarely.
Very, very rarely.
I'm just saying that's what it would take to get both of them on the water
at
the same time.
If it blows 20 here, we're like in a panic, right?
I know.
Yeah, we live in the kiddie pond, fortunately for us.
I don't care. I still don't want to go if more than 20.
Indeed, I'm with you. Hey, why? When you got all this great weather we're dealing with, right? Hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there, right,
Rick? You got it, man. It's time for our FishDope.com report today, sponsored by Gamakatsu. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks have been the go-to hook this season for your tuna. The Nautilus Circle Hooks, offered in both the Nautilus Light, the Standard Nautilus, and now the Nautilus HD, Gamakatsu has got you covered. Pick the right size, ring your non-ring, tie it on, and be ready to get bit. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks now at selected tackle stores. Let's start off our catch report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Marcus, Adam. Great show here. Mark. Talk about all that tuna fish. I love it, man.
Oh, yeah.
But, guys, we've seamlessly transitioned into our fall season here, especially offshore. It's been nothing short of fantastic here, but I'll get to that in just a minute. Starting at the islands, Catalina, you know, it took a little break for a little bit. It was still okay, but it slowed from what it was a few weeks back. But, man, it's been biting good again here this week. Fun fishing for the three Bs, the bass, bonitas, the barracudas. You know, that stuff is definitely around. But the real deal has been the population of big yellowtail that's mixed in with all that other stuff. Big baits work the best on them. They love their mackerels. And for those that don't take the time to catch the mackerels, because they're not easy to come by right at the moment, you can try a chunk or a strip. You know, there's a lot of bonita around. Catch one of the bonitas, cut some chunks, cut some little strips, and fly line that out there. And those big yellows will eat it, and a lot of times that bonita stays away. So trust me, guys, that one really works well. At Santa Barbara Island, yellows backed off there, just bottom junk up there is all I heard about this week. At San Nicolas, this is the season, guys, to fish that big halibut out there on the sand spit. Those fish move up in the fall, probably some kind of a spawning run. And the guys that target them do really well on fish up to 50 pounds. Best bait there is a big mackerel. And one of our good customers is on his way right now as we speak out there. So I'll have that report for you for next week. At San Clemente Island, lots of yellows there also, but largely overshadowed by that big tuna fishing off the backside, which, in the words of one of my good friends and an extraordinary captain, been the best fishing of the year back there. I mean, I've seen some pictures of catches. Oh, my God. And with all that big bluefin that's been biting back there on both fly line sardines, flat falls at night, frozen flyers, live flyers for the guys that get them, you know, another real good sprinkle of 300-pounders caught this week. And but mixed in with all of that is this big yellowfin that's showing up. Now, I'm not talking about the stuff that's biting down the beach there and closer to San Diego. I'm talking about the real deal, like Guadalupe-grade yellowfin. There's been some really nice catches on 40 to 80-pound yellowfin here this week on both sides of the island, mixed in with a bluefin around the back, mostly on porpoise on the front. And I'm telling you guys, for you guys that are fiddling around trolling plugs through them porpoise schools, man, you better up your tackle grade, because some of that stuff is real trophies. And just got a late-breaking report. Just a couple minutes before we went on the air here, Danny called. And he was always listening to all them radios, getting all the hot dope for fish dope. A guy seeing some foamers between the 499 and the Farnsworth this morning, now as we speak. Wasn't sure if it was Bluefin or Yellowfin, although I'd be guessing it would be Yellowfin with all that has been around there. So that's a good signal there closer to Catalina for some of that tuna fish. And man, there is so much going on.
Yeah.
It's definitely time to go fishing.
It's the real deal, man. It's fall. Let's go fishing for sure. And of course, fishdope.com, like you said, Danny and the boys have done such a great job keeping our anglers informed about what's going on. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. It's a must have if you're going fishing. $20 off using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, today I'm going to be in the store. Tomorrow I'll be
wow.
out fishing swordfish.
Oh, good
but,
for you.
Yeah, we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger and Huntington Beach, right there by the big Chevron station. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, yeah, I was making sketches on my new method for rigging squids for deep drift and for swordfish. So we'll be trying
that out. Well, good luck tomorrow. We hope we see a nice picture, a big one for you there.
Yeah, they've been biting, man.
Yeah.
There's... Oh, yeah.
They're out there.
One of my buddies got one at Santa Cruz last weekend, and I had one of them shoulder fillets here a couple nights back. Oh, my God, that stuff is so good.
Yeah, I like it, no
good
doubt.
Stuff, for sure. Hey, Mark, good luck. Thanks a lot for the great report, and we will talk to you next Saturday. Hey, while we're While we're waiting for Mark Lewis on the radio here from Seaforth, I want to remind you, 1 week from today, we'll be broadcasting live from the Kona Kai Resort on Shelter Island. That's 1 week from today, Saturday, October the 3rd. We'll be broadcasting from the Paloma Pool Deck, which is right next to the marina, right in front of the marina, right behind the main entrance fountain and right past the grass where we've previously broadcast. You just look down and you'll see the Paloma Pool. The bar is going to be open and we're going to have some great prizes like Maui Jim sunglasses, room nights at the Kona Kai Resort. A lot of great prizes to give away. Join us. Steve and Adam will be there along with some special guests that will be joining us for that great live broadcast. Fun 2 hours. That's 1 week from today, 7 to 9 a.m. Come join us. It's a lot of fun right there at the Paloma Pool Deck at the Kona Kai Resort on the edge of Shelter Island.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to continue on with our catch report here. We'll get Marcos lined up in just a minute. But before we get to that, why don't we jump back into the phones and talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, you guys. Great time to be a fisherman, huh?
No doubt, buddy.
Yeah. Something else. I did my flat fall workout at the Osborne, and man, was I tired with the strikeout. But the next day we hit the Yellowfin, so it all worked out. Props to you guys. You guys are always the big fish killers and always up in the counts. You guys are doing a great job. Always hear great stuff about your deck and the crew and everything. Always a clean boat. That's good to hear, you know. But my question is, when you guys are up there glassing, I always hear shiny spot. Is that the bait or is that the size of the fish you're seeing? Because I keep looking and I never had it really explained to me. Is it the bait or is it the turbulence of the water makes the shiny spot? What's up with that?
A shiny spot. I think you mean a shiner.
Shiner or maybe a flat
spot.
Yeah,
when they're glassing, you know.
Well, they're two different things. A shiner is when you see the tunas when they're up swimming near the surface. They'll turn on their side, and you'll see them flash, and then you'll actually see the side of the fish flash underwater, and that's what we call a shiner usually. A flat spot is if there's a school of tuna swimming up near the surface, and they'll kind of flatten out a big section of the ocean where you get less chop and waves sort of in that area. It's just a little bit different look to the water than the surrounding water, and it's
sometimes really hard to see.
A lot of times, quite hard to see. But it's like the wake of a thousand tuna fishes swimming underwater. Is what you're looking at.
How important are your visuals these days versus your electronics? Very important. So you're seeing stuff.
Oh yeah.
Both above and below.
Yep.
Yeah. And you guys are always in the glasses looking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with a good pair of binoculars, you know, you could see fish a mile and a half, 2 miles away. The electronics, no more than 200 meters.
Yeah.
I always like to ask, and I know it's an unfair question, and we've asked it a bunch, but if you had to take a choice between fishing without your gyros or without your sonar, which would you have? You know, what's the more important tool?
The glasses are more important by far.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah, because your search area is so much bigger.
I don't know. I'm a sonar.
I got one for the spinner rod guy.
Well, I mean, it depends, you know.
Sure. That's what I'm saying. I know that's not a black
and white. Certainly at nighttime. If it was nighttime, you'd rather have the sonar.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. We do have a text question, it's a good question. Flat falls, how many hooks do you guys recommend, and where do you place them?
I like to put the hooks on the bottom. Two of those big Mustad Steiner hooks.
Okay.
That's pretty fail safe.
I don't like the whole festooned with hooks everywhere kind of thing. I don't know.
Just one hook?
No. I like two, and I like them on nice heavy material, like heavy Dyneema, like those Mustads. There's a couple other companies that do.
Gamakatsu
nice.
Just came out one. It's really nice.
It needs to be very heavy leader material, because if they're kind of not quite there, that they will get chewed off. So it needs to be super heavy. The one rig that people do, some people, I guess, have pretty good luck with it, is a nice heavy hook that's either welded on or put on with a heavy split ring. It is not my preferred rig. I think having a softer connection, I think it makes it harder for the fish to spit the hook. I think that when you've got the solid connection, like if you're going to a split ring,
right to a big
hook, yeah, it can work well. But I think when that fish stops and shakes its head, I personally think they're more likely to spit the hook than if you've got that softer connection.
With the Dyneema system.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Very good.
All right. Hey, let's continue on with our catch board. Head on down to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
That good fishing keeps going, rolling through here, you know, September, October, like we talk about every year, some of our best fishing. And it's pulling through again this year. The half days slowed down a little bit on the surface fish, but still seeing some calico bass, some bonita in the mix there, occasional yellowtail, some good bottom fishing mix in there. Those full days and those overnight trips, the day and a half, still seeing lots of yellowfin, dorado, skipjack, yellowtail. The Endeavor earlier in the week did have some bluefin. Anyone looking for those, and there's some bigger fish in there in that 70 to 150 pound range. So lots of good fishing. I mean, it's kind of what it's been, you know, as much as the rest of the year has been weird. The fishing has been pretty consistent this year with some good fishing. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our schedule up there for those half days, those full days, one days, day and a half, 2 days, and it's still busy. Those boats are running limited load still. The trips are booking up a week or two in advance, sometimes longer than that. So definitely hop on there, make some reservations. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than welcome to come down and visit us in person. Check out the tackle shop there, talk to the guys in the office here, make a reservation, and get out there fishing, because it doesn't look like it's slowing down anytime soon here.
Yes, indeed. A good time to go fishing is right now.
No doubt.
While they're biting, for sure. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, that's going to wrap up our Catchport. Today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returned to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now at Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. It's all available at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
All right, let's jump back in the phones, Rick. They're packed up. They want to talk to Adam and Marcus.
Brian and Wildemar, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask about fine-tuning my tackle. At what pound test do you need the shorter top shot, just straight fluorocarbon? And at what pound test do you need that longer mono top shot for the stretch? Is that like for above 60, 80, 100? What do you guys think?
Kind of touching back where Captain Marcus earlier today was talking about the fishing with a short piece of fluorocarbon can be very effective. It depends, number one, on your skill set and what you're trying to do. You're doing a long soak for a long, long soak bluefin plunker or something on nice sized fish with lighter line. You probably want to fish that straight spectra to, maybe what, 8-10 foot piece of fluorocarbon.
Yeah. It really depends on the conditions and the situation at the time. This is really not the kind of question you can say, hey, 40 pound, you always want, 50 piece of top shot or whatever. There's no set answer. Really, you have to adapt to the conditions. It's one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no set answer.
Yeah, and use what you feel comfortable with and confident with.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Fair enough.
Have an interesting question that was texted to us through our Let's Talk Hookup app. And can you explain the dynamics between boats and different landings? Why do you fish out of Point Loma sport fishing versus fishermen's? What do you work with boats from other landings, code groups? And that's from Scott in El Segundo. Good question. It's like, why do you fish out of Point Loma? Is Point Loma just your code group, or you have other people you work with? How does that all work?
The boats are all owned by different people. The landings are basically, for the most part, our booking agents. Really, all they do is sell our tickets. They have nothing to do with the ownership of the boat, for the most part. There's a couple of boats, but it's a small minority that are owned or partially owned by the landing. And as far as who we work with, it's guys that we respect and we think are good fishermen, and they're spread out at all the landings. And also, you don't want to have too many guys that are sharing all the information with, because you get too many, and even if they're good guys, if there's too many boats in a small place, the fishing goes downhill. It's not as good. So it's a very fine line, and sometimes it's touchy, and sometimes people get their feelings hurt, but it's just the way it is. Too much of a good thing is not good.
Yeah. I always have so much respect for how you guys work together that way, because, I know that they're your buddies, and when you're off the boat, they're your friends. But, at the same time, they are in competition for the same business dollars as you. Yet that said,
And we are friends with a lot of the guys that are not in our group, And, we'll hang out and go do stuff when we're off. But, when we're fishing, it might be different.
Yet, at the same time, Adam is on a big, on a big day and a big area of fish that's going to do nothing but set his now business apart from everybody else. He's still going to tell everybody in his code group, because that's how it works. Because on another day, you might need it. And I just got so much respect for how that works. Like, something that you went out on your own and found and was a big deal, it's still, that's part of your team of information.
It's a big ocean, and, honestly, we work together with most of the guys in the fleet overall. It's just really, like, the guys in your group, you get up to the minute stuff. Pretty much everything else, it's pretty well known by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So
for sure.
Because for all of us to sell spots and tickets, we need to be able to keep catching fish consistently.
Right,
and the only way for that to happen is for everyone to work together to some degree.
That's great.
Well said.
All right. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for that. Let's go live on the water right now. Captain Mike on the Tribute is calling in. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Now that we're not AM, I'm not sure what we're talking about, but it almost sounds like my morning.
Roger. Well, we're talking fishing with Captain Marcus and Captain Adam from the New Loan. So fill us in. What are you catching?
Hey, I was just talking to their counterpart, Sean, who sounds like he's off to a good start here this morning.
Nice.
So far, good kelp fishing. Very good fishing yesterday. We ended up a little over 70 yellowfin, 38 Dorado, some yellowtail and some skipjack deal with it. We used three to kelp from yesterday, found it first thing this morning, and We had some pretty decent fishing on it. Unfortunately, we had a private boat, a bigger private boat, the Cobalt, park right on top of it as we were fishing and kind of hampered things. But we did have, we have 31 Dorado, or that's 32 Dorado, 15 yellowfin here for the morning. But it was funny talking about the code groups and respect, and the start of our morning was like the complete opposite, but we caught some fish. I just know that, you know, a little distance and a little respect goes a long way, especially kelp patty fishing.
No doubt about it, yeah. You just don't want to come on top of what you guys... I mean, that's like just wrong. There's no other way to describe it. It's just like it's bad etiquette.
It's the single most unwritten rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible, especially when you got guys yelling at each other. I think Marcus is the same way. You know, we have no problem with skiffs fishing around us. It happens all the time. But, you know, there's a proper way of doing it, and then there's the other way of doing it. But, you know, guys come and drift off our bow. As long as there's a little bit of room, you know, and they're not right on top of our lines like this guy was, I think a lot of us have no problem fishing around smaller boats.
And Mike, the boat like a Cobalt, I'm the guy who runs six pack charters. He should know better than that. So shame on you.
Oh, that's a six pack operator. Oh,
yeah.
Anyway, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like it.
Yeah. So shame on him.
I may or may not know the guy who drives it.
Oh, yeah.
But regardless,
anyway,
sounds like some good fishing.
Yeah, he's had a good morning on our behalf, but there has been some really good Dorado fishing, some really good yellowfin fishing, and
nice.
Now we're off looking for some more kelps here. Day and a half charter, really like group of 22 guys, and hoping to see some of that Dorado fishing that we had yesterday and some of the yellowfin. So, like I said, just talked to Sean, and I think he had around 30 Dorado and some yellowfin off his first kelp of the morning. So, Marcus
nice.
And Adam, you're doing good.
Sweet.
Gotta love that.
Well, if somebody wants to go fishing on the Tribute, I know you're going to keep running because we know the fish are biting. So how do we get aboard the Tribute, Mike?
Tomorrow night and Monday night are sold out. Tuesday night we do have a day and a half trip with room on it, as well as Thursday night. So nice stretch of weather, great fishing, 619-224-3383. You can book through TributeSportFishing.com, SeaFourthLanding.com, and always take a look at what we're catching there on our Facebook page, which is Tribute Sport Fishing, or Instagram.
Right on, Mike. Sounds like some great fishing and a good opportunity to ride with you. We appreciate the call, keeping us up to date, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon. Hope you have continued success on the rest of the trip. Appreciate the call very much.
And we do have a barn owl around the boat. But you guys have a great day.
Wow.
Really? That's
wild. Very cool. Right on.
He's been around lately. We'll talk to you guys.
That's cool.
Thanks, Mike. All right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaForthLanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen, in Mission Bay.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and simple. inches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead, follow local public health guidelines, and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phones are absolutely packed solid. It has been a very busy morning, and in the break, we had literally had the first phone line open for probably the first hour. So if you want to get through, there's a single line open right now. It's 833-288-0973. Your opportunity to talk to Marcus, talk to Adam, and have your shot at winning that killer trip. Someone's going fishing on an overnight trip on the new Loanne. 833-288-0973 if you want to grab that only spot available.
Yeah, Brian in Harupa Valley asked, is the bunk room air conditioned on the new Loanne?
Almost.
It is not. That is on the list of projects okay. for us to do this winter.
Okay.
So no, right now we have very good airflow in there, but no. But as hot as it is nowadays, we've decided it's time we got to do it.
So. Yeah. All the changes in how warm it can get, but
significant wintertime project, I would guess.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
They all are.
But you do have RSW.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. You learned that from the Star, from the Masters, right? You probably have developed that system on the Star, I'm guessing.
I don't know that we developed it, but they were certainly the first ones that started doing it on a sport boat.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. The phones are packed up. We're going to talk to Harry. He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. What's up, Harry? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question or a couple questions about the bait. When you take the new Loanne out to the bait barge, I don't know what the logistics are out there, but is there any possibility that you can add into your bait tank more than a smattering of small mackerel? I'm always looking for mackerel in the bait tank, and they're few and far between. Any possibility of getting a scoop or two more put onto your boat?
Well, mackerel, they tend not to have them at the bait receiver very often. Occasionally they do. Sometimes they do, and depending on what we're fishing, sometimes we'll take a whole tank of them. If they're going to be helpful for us and we've got time, on day and a half trips, If mackerel are going to help us, it's not unusual that we will take the crew just after we fuel in the morning and jig up a tank of mackerel to have.
When do you think mackerel will help you?
If we're fishing big bluefin, it can help.
Yeah.
If you're hooking them on sinker rigs with mackerel and stuff, it's a little bit of a two-edged sword, because when you take mackerel, they're bigger baits and you have a lot less bodies. Mm-hmm. You don't have as many baits.
Yeah.
But they're good.
A couple hundred mackerel takes up the room of 1,000 sardines.
Exactly. Exactly. So if we think it's going to help us, we will try to go out of our way to make it happen. And sometimes it does help. And then other times, it will hurt you. It won't help you. So, but typically, they're not readily available for sale at the bait dock.
Yeah.
So, no, we can't necessarily just throw in a scoop of mackerel on top of the sardines.
There you go.
Does mackerel and sardine live together just fine in the tank? Do you need to keep them separate?
So it's better if you keep them separate. They'll do okay. The mackerel, especially if they're bigger ones, they do eat the sardines. So you keep them in there for a while, they start beating them up and eating them. But they live
good enough
together pretty well for quite a long time.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Harry, for the call this morning. I had a text from Mike in Huntington Beach, and this is, I think, a Rock God Rick question. Always amazed how shops put Spectron reel super tight with friction, but as you fish it once, it never goes back the same way. Why do they make such a big deal about putting it on so tight when with one cast, it's never the same again? That's a good question.
I think it's better answered by these guys who see the effect of a big fish when Spectra isn't put on tight, but keep in mind that the amount that you have that's on the reel, relatively loose or maybe not as tight as on in the shop, is the top couple hundred feet that you're fishing with. And oftentimes, you know, where you get your bite and that fish takes off from is in that same, you know,
If you
fly line a bait 200 feet away from the boat and you wind it back on loose and your next bait you get a cast, your next bait you get a bite that's 150 feet away from the boat, when that fish is taking off, he's in that, in that harder packed Spectra. And as far as the ill effects from line that's put really loose on the reel, I'm sure it's much better answered by
Have you guys seen that?
Oh, yeah.
It buries in the spool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it just buries down. Yeah, it buries, and then you can't turn it.
No good.
Yeah.
Turn the spool, and it breaks off.
Yeah. So,
But Rock God Rick explained it perfectly. You're not fishing with most of it, and if you do hook a nice fish where you get down into that part of the spool, well, when you're pulling on a big one, you're putting it back under a lot of tension once again.
Mm-hmm.
So that line ends up staying under tension.
Yes. All right. Very good. That answers it. So let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about next up we talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from Oceanside this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Unfortunately, I was one of the passengers that lost their boat ride on Thursday with the Shogun. A little disheartening watching the captain and crew being rolled off on a gurney, knowing that your trip is over. With that being said, I know you can't comment on their specific situation, but I wanted to know what you guys as a company do for your drag testing policies and how do you ensure people are safe on your boat?
Well, we're part of a drug testing consortium. You know, everyone has to do a pre-employment drug test. And then we have random drug tests that come up quarterly.
Sometimes more often.
Yeah.
It's quarterly. It is. It's quarterly that you get the random ones. And you know, people don't know who it is. But, you know, I mean, the sad fact of the matter is where there's a will, there's a way, and people who have that problem, it's you know.
Well, they get weeded out.
They do. Yeah. I mean, we're aware of, you know, we watch for signs and symptoms, and if we suspect anyone's got it, then
And we could send him to go. Take a test.
All it takes is a suspicion from one of us, and they
you've
have
seen
to go
enough
do
of
it.
You know the signs. I mean, and here's the thing:
most of the time,
it doesn't matter whether you're flying in an airplane or driving on a city bus or riding in an Uber car. I mean, that kind of stuff can happen because you're dealing with people, right?
And unfortunately, it's just it's. It it's part of life nowadays.
Yes.
It's part of our society, and I think all of us have to try to deal with it, whatever kind of company we've got. And it's a bummer, but it's there, and we try to do the best we can. We're aware that it can be an issue, and we try to... keep it out.
And you guys are very diligent about that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance, for sure. Hey, right. But thanks a lot for the call this morning. Sorry. Book another trip, because the Shogun's back online tomorrow.
There you go.
Captain Renee will be running the boat.
All right. Well, let's jump back into the phones. This time, we're going to talk to Tom. Calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. Good morning, guys. Tom's actually up in Avila Bay, up in above Gizmo Beach today. But
lucky guy.
Calling you in on the app. Anyway, Marcus, I know you guys have a number of trips that you offer, from overnights to day and a halfs. And a year or so ago, day and three-quarter trips were pretty popular. How do you guys determine what you're going to put up on the boards? I know day and three-quarter trip right now looks pretty appealing. You get 2 days of limits, and is that a lot of dependent on the distance of the fish that you're going to have to be running to?
A day and three-quarter, I'm not exactly... I have never done those exactly. We do some two-day trips. We do quite a few two-day trips where... I think there's a couple of the other guys that have done those. I don't know. Adam and I usually just talk about what kind of trips seem like are going to, you know, we feel like are going to
be able to give you the best opportunity.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And we play it by ear a little bit by what's been going on and try to give ourselves the best odds of having success is really what we do.
We saw a teeny bit of those trips that were called day and three quarter, I guess it was last year or the year previous, when kind of the only opportunity to catch one of those big ones was at night in a and a flat fall bite. And like that departure time just allowed for like two periods during the dark there.
That would be a good time for that, because you leave in the morning.
He left like in the mid-morning.
And so you get out there that evening.
Right.
And then you can fish the following evening as well. So in that case, it would be a good trip.
But that was only because of the, at that particular time, kind of the only time you were going to get one was in the dark. And now, if you did that, you would, you'd be spending excess time.
It gives you time, for sure. We tend to not do a particular trip. For the most part, I haven't seen that it would increase our odds that much.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back into him and talk to Joe. He's calling from San Pedro this morning. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Squeezing a few more calls in. My question is to Adam and Marcus regarding wind and weather conditions. Okay. The next few days, we have very nice conditions, but around Tuesday, it appears, the winds are going to kick up off the grounds for Ensenada and that south fishing over there. Does that normally affect the bite much, or if they're going to bite, they're going to bite? What are your thoughts on that?
Depends what kind of fishing it is.
Yeah, sometimes it makes it better, honestly, but
especially for bluefin, right?
Yeah, especially for fishing those bigger ones.
They sure like biting in that breeze.
Right.
They do. I think for sure fishing bluefin, having a little bit of breeze helps a lot.
They make more mistakes, maybe.
Is that what it is?
Right. And it's a lot easier to get a bait out. It's easier to fish. On the other hand, kelp paddy fishing, I think the flatter it is, the better. It's easier to see it. That surface water warms up more during the day, and a lot of times you're targeting Dorado and yellowfin, stuff like that. I think they're real sensitive to that water temperature. in the top water layer where they, I think they get more aggressive on a hot day. I think they do. And
I love
and it seems like when it's windy, the fish will leave the kelp patties a lot of times. I see that a lot where, you know, you get 4 or 5 days of real good kelp patty fishing. The next day, the wind blows. And even if you go fish the same kelp that was loaded the day before, it'll have a lot less fish or no fish on it.
Yeah. Good answer.
So, yes, it does matter. Yeah. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad.
But we have had excellent kelp fishing in windy days, too. So.
You've caught a lot.
Yeah, it's not like it's hopeless.
Right.
Yeah. It just
I never know.
Can be a trend that way.
But if you want to catch a big bluefin, pick a windy day.
Absolutely.
I love
yeah,
those.
Like a bunch of my buddies that are commercial rod and reel fishing them. If it's too flat, they don't even bother going.
Don't even bother. Yeah.
I love those days kelping when there's just the teeniest bit of texture of breeze and like the kelp just slicks off a big spot for like a, you know, eighth of a mile. Or like you just can't, you know, there's no missing it. There's like the golden road right to the kelp. That's the best.
I love that for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talked to Riley calling us from Ramona. Hi, Riley. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Great.
Hey, listen, I've got a question about Adam and Mark on their boats, or any other boats for that matter. Are there day and a half, two-day trips that are available that don't require a passport, maybe that don't go down into Mexico?
Yes, absolutely. Pretty much all of our day-and-a-half or two-day trips do not require a passport. The only time you need a passport is if you're fishing in the territorial waters of Mexico, which is within 12 miles. And pretty much whenever we're fishing offshore, we're outside of that. We're still in the Mexican EEZ, which is their exclusive economic zone. You still need a Mexican fishing license. But it's not the territorial waters of Mexico, so you don't need a passport for that.
Yeah. If you're fishing at the Coronado Islands, you do need a passport.
Correct.
Fishing along the coast and such like that.
Colonnade or whatever,
The passport, but not for what you're doing right now for tuna fishing.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Hey, good question, though. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Rich and Bradley is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Good morning. As a bass fisherman, I'd like to add a little color to the question about wind. When the light hits the ripple on the surface, it kind of creates like a disco effect under the water, and it can help kind of disguise the bait and kind of give the predator with the better visual skills an opportunity to take advantage of the prey a little bit more efficiently. And then to move on to my question, for Captain Adam and Marcus, on your boat, do you have the crimping stuff, and can you help passengers that aren't skilled with the extra heavy line? Because it's kind of out of most of our wheelhouse. We're used to tying on 20 and 30 and 40, but when you get up into that 100 stuff, it's not quite as confident. Maybe give you a little inside baseball on that.
That's a great question.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got all that stuff. We got our crew's very well versed in getting you guys all crimped up for any flat fall rigs or putting on a wind on leader or anything like that. We can get you set up.
You talked about changing hooks and that kind of stuff on flat falls. Is that something that can be done on the boat? Like, do you guys have that stuff?
We do.
Yes.
We do, and usually on the way out, especially if we're targeting bigger fish, the guys are downstairs in the galley with the crimp kit and big hooks and 200-pound leaders and all that stuff. And might have to tip them a little bit, but they'll get you fixed up.
Yeah, that's great.
For sure.
And yet another reason that you guys have the success that you do. Like, you're making sure everybody's set up the right way, and I know we hear that a lot. I mean, you talked about it. You know, you have six guys on the payroll that all have their licenses.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, your crew kind of is one of those things that helps sets the New Loan apart from some of the others out there.
Very indeed. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, I have to give a plug to our good buddy Captain Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford. I got to go fishing on his beautiful boat this past week, and we had spent a couple days Wednesday and Thursday out on the grounds. Wednesday, which was the flat calm day, we didn't catch anything, and then Thursday, but there were fish caught that day. We just weren't in the zone where at the bite time, shall we say, but We moved into the zone the next day, and the wind was up, and we got lucky and got a couple. We got one that was taped out at 251, and the other one taped out at 167, both on the kite and Captain Mark and his beautiful boat. So congratulations,
nice job,
Mark, and did a good job, and we were out there on the grounds. But that was kind of when it's blowing, that big bluefin likes to bite.
It
just makes mistakes, right? Because there's this big thing sitting on top of the water, and if it's flat calm, they're seeing stuff that, because they have big eyes, right? But when it's a little bit ripply, then they're jumping on it. So good job, Captain Mark. Appreciate it, and thanks for doing
that. That's cool.
For sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it. How about Dave in Spring Valley up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Speaking of the galley, I'd like to know a little bit more about the food on your boat. What can we expect to see on the menu on a day and a half trip, for example?
Honestly, this year we upgraded it a little bit. My wife makes some pasta. We've had that on the boat a couple times.
Nice.
Which is good. Our chefs, our last trip, I think we had some short ribs one night for dinner. We've had sometimes kind of mix up of things, but upgraded a little bit from our last couple years.
We try to mix it up a little bit, so it's not exactly the same thing every year.
Like Monday is chicken night, Tuesday is
right.
No, it's good family style meals. But
we've been kicking it up a notch a little.
I really liked your explanation of that, of providing the meals, and it just allows you to more appropriately buy. You can put more money into a quality thing if you know what all of the meals are. You don't have if you don't have to be prepared for half burgers and two burritos and two this and ten that for this, then you can put all of the money into one thing and offer a high quality. That was a perfect explanation, and I thought it was great.
Oh, indeed. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. John from Rancho Penasquitos says, if bait tends to rise up at night, have you ever seen an aggressive feeding up on the surface in the moonlight? I've never thought of that, but have you ever seen that?
I never have.
No.
Not me.
Doesn't mean it couldn't happen.
Yeah.
But
on a big foamer or something
at night? No, yeah, I haven't seen that.
Full moon foamer. That would be kind of cool, though.
That would be very
cool. It would be cool, but
I've seen
fish boil at night.
Sure.
I've seen them, like, on around the edges of the boat, you know, at night, but not often. A few.
Yeah. All right.
Catch big yellow fins at nighttime, like down at the islands and Hurricane Bank and stuff like that. Do you ever see that yellowfin up here bite in the nighttime?
Pretty rarely. Sometimes the small ones in the early, early morning, but usually not.
I remember I had a school of, not big yellowfin, but decent-sized yellowfin a couple years ago. I got on it in the dark. It was pitch dark still, and they bit like absolute piranhas. But they weren't absolutely wide open, but they weren't up feeding until we got on them and threw bait on them.
Interesting.
That is. Huh. But certainly more the exception than the rule.
Right.
Got it.
So this fish that you're fishing now at night on the flatfall jigs, is that bluefin or yellowfin?
Bluefin.
It's all bluefin.
Yeah, well, there's maybe yellowfin mixed in, but...
Mixed in, but they're not biting the bluefin.
Right.
I wonder why that is. Why the bluefin biting at night and not the yellowfin? It's like...
I don't know.
Different eyesights or different feeding patterns. It's
maybe.
Yeah, mystery of nature, right?
You ever catch smallish bluefins? I mean, it seems like all the ones you catch in the dark on the flatfall are all... relatively
jumbo.
Big ones. You ever catch small ones that way?
No, we catch small ones.
Yeah.
Not little tiny ones, but like 30, 40 pounders.
Okay,
we catch a lot of them.
There's been quite a bit of that going on
here,
especially that fish up north. The guy earlier mentioned about Catalina.
Mark Wish.
Up above the west end of the island there's been some epic...
Some
night
really
bites on that 30 to 40 pound fish.
30 to 40 pound bluefin. Yeah.
Really?
That's cool.
Wow.
That's fun way to catch them.
Well, let's try and sneak in one quick one, Rick.
You got it. How about we take one more call? Mike and Poway up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Hey, thanks, guys. I'm a private boater, so don't shoot me. But
nothing wrong with private boaters. We all are.
I know, but let's start from the perspective that I've had many years of successful. Proper, respectable joining in on kelp patties with other private boaters. Is there any protocol whatsoever with your big boats joining in on that. We usually talk on the radio and ask to be invited or request to be invited, but we try to hail you, and I've never once got a return.
So well, what's the protocol when you're fishing? Like for example, Mike talking about this morning, he's fishing a kelp. What would be the protocol?
Well, for a, you know, well, this is a, I think those are two different questions. Yeah. If you're running another charter boat or a sport boat, if a guy is drifting on a kelp, if he doesn't invite you, you don't come in.
Yeah.
It's pretty much as simple as that.
I think it's that way, period.
Yeah, it should be that way.
You know, honestly, private boater, if it's a real good kelp, as long as you stay away, don't park on top of the lines. Or
Don't park upwind of the boat.
Don't park upwind of the boat. It's maybe all right. The problem is, for us, we need a lot of fish, you know.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to get limits for maybe 30 people or maybe more. It could be a lot, and it might take us hitting the kelp several times. And
they found the kelp, so
that's what
it's all fairness. It's
right.
Their kelp.
But
that's it.
But well, I wouldn't say period because sometimes there might only be 4 or 5 or 6 or less, 2 productive kelps, like in the whole area within maybe 100 miles. And I do always my very best to try to avoid stopping on a kelp if there's a private boat fishing there. But sometimes it's the only darned way that I could catch a fish for my passengers.
Yeah.
And so I might take a look, and if I see fish on the thing, on the machines, where it looks like they're going to be able to keep catching fish, and we can too, we might stop.
And you might help them too, in a case.
Maybe.
There.
Yeah, it might, you know, throw in a bunch of bait, the fish will get excited.
Might catch more fish then.
Yeah.
So, hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
And when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the new Loan. More Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way in the Let's Talk Hook Up app and radio network. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hi there, I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at FastlaneKayaking.com.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check FreedomBoatClub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Oh,
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Big congratulations. Overnight trip on the new Luan going to John and Rancho San Diego.
All right. Congratulations. And Adam and Marcus, first, congratulations, Adam, on the new acquisition, being an owner captain. And you guys, Marcus, thanks for all your time and effort. And thanks for doing such a great job fishing out there and getting your passengers on fish. If somebody wants to ride the new Luan, how do we do it?
Check out the website, newloansportfishing.com, or you can call the landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing, 619-223-1627.
And you book right online, right there at Point Loma Sport Fishing in San Diego. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Good luck on the next trip. And thank you for listening today. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star will be here, right here in the world headquarters. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Adam doing the app, and thanks to Thomas in the studio. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.